It's time for the next installment of our series, Local Wonder. These are the stories about the Puget Sound region that are suggested by listeners. You voted on the story you want us to cover. The ballots are now counted, and the winner comes from listener Molly from Tacoma.
Do Pacific Northwesterners have an accent, and what does it sound like? I was born and raised in the Northwest, and I never noted an accent until I moved to Virginia and was told that I have one.
We sent KUOW's Deborah Wong out to try to answer Molly's question.
You probably know what a strong regional accent sounds like.
Woo! What you got there?
Reggie, thought you might need a little warm-up.
Thanks a bunch.
That's one of my favorites from the movie Fargo.
Where is everybody?
Well, it's cold, Margie.
But what about this voice?
Hey, it's Luke Burbank. This is LiveWire Radio. We are backstage in Portland, Oregon, and we have a really fun show coming up for you.
Luke Burbank grew up in Seattle. Do you think you speak with an accent?
No. I feel like the Northwest is pretty accentless.
Many locals think they speak a pretty standard form of English. But is that really the case? What do the experts say?
Do Pacific Northwesterners have an accent? And if so, what does it sound like?
Okay, yes.
Luckily for us, we have one of the world's foremost experts on Pacific Northwest English right here on the University of Washington campus. Alicia Wasink is a professor of sociolinguistics. She says everybody has an accent, but ours is subtle, and it's not really well understood. For decades, scholars didn't pay much attention to how people out here spoke. Linguistic textbooks grouped everyone from the Western U.S. together into one regional dialect. Wasink grew up in Philadelphia, and when she arrived here 17 years ago, she suspected that wasn't quite right. One piece of evidence? Transplants like herself sometimes misunderstood the locals.
I had a student from Rhode Island, and he said that when he came to campus, one of the first things that he remembers is being invited to a party. And he baked a cake and took it to this party. And when he got there, he was shocked to discover that he had brought entirely the wrong thing to the party. He thought that he was being invited to a cake party, C-A-K-E, and he was being invited to a keg party.
That's keg, K-E-G, as in beer. So Wasink decided to investigate further. On a grant from the National Science Foundation, she interviewed several generations of people who were born and raised in the Northwest, including descendants of some of the first white settlers.
Before I move on, let me see.
She spent hours recording their speech.
When I say bag, I say bag, and I hear him say bag. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, no, I'm saying bag. And I go, no, it's bag. I said, I don't hear any difference.
And there was a point to all this chit-chat. Wasink and her team chopped up keywords and analyzed the vowels. What they found was that locals do speak in distinctive ways. They have unique pronunciations for words like bag and peg, words that have an A or E followed by a hard G.
So we go to the grocery store and we put our food in bags. We cook food in the morning and what we're cooking is an egg, not an egg.
Linguists call that vowel raising. Wasink says it's not unique to the Pacific Northwest, but it seems especially widespread here. We also use it for words like peg and leg, which sometimes sound like peg or leg. And Wasink found something else. There are certain pairs of words that people pronounce differently in other parts of the country, but that people pronounce the same here.
The vowel in words like D-O-N and D-A-W-N, those two words are homophonous for many people, dawn and dawn. So C-O-T, C-A-U, G-H-T, same thing. They sound both like cot for people from the Northwest.
Linguists call that a merger, and it's also not exclusive to the Northwest. But the combination of all these language traits makes our English distinctive. It turns out these are pretty easy things to test.
Can I ask you to say some words?
Yeah,
do you mind?
Of course.
Okay,
now.
Just ask some locals, like Thomas Hansen and Jessica Escott, to say the words caught, the past tense of catch, and cot, the thing you sleep on.
I caught a fish. It's on the cot.
Those two words, do they sound the same to you or different?
They sound the same.
Caught and cot.
Do those sound the same to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Same pronunciation?
Yeah.
But they're different words?
Yeah.
Now, Wasink says it's not entirely clear why these differences exist. The first white settlers to the Pacific Northwest were from Illinois, Iowa, the mid-Atlantic states, and the South, so it could be some unique combination of all those dialects. Wasing says this region has also seen more ethnic integration than other parts of the country. And there's also evidence that Native American languages might have influenced parts of our speech. And it's not just how we speak. It's what we say that sets us apart. We use dozens of words and phrases that are distinctly our own. Joan Hall is the chief editor of the Dictionary of American Regional English, which has 115 entries for the Pacific Northwest.
One of them is the term that people use for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. In the Northwest, it's very often called the parking strip.
And in the rest of the country, Hall says, there are 24 different ways of saying it. The term black ice originated in the Northwest, as did cabin fever, and spendy for something that's expensive. There are many words of Native American origin, such as geoduck and Sasquatch, and unique local sayings, such as the mountain is out when Mount Rainier is visible on the horizon. So those are some of the things that Pacific Northwesterners might have in common. But there are differences, too, and many unknowns. Researchers in Oregon have found that accents there are a blend of Pacific Northwest and Californian traits. There's a widely held perception that Eastern Washington accents are different from those in Western Washington, but linguists at the University of Washington are now just beginning to study that. They're also looking at how different ethnic groups in the region speak, including Native Americans, Japanese Americans, and African Americans. That's a subject of particular interest to Alicia Wasink. She is Jamaican American. Wasink says it takes about 3 generations for a dialect to evolve, and language changes slowly. But she says it tends to remain distinctive.
We are, you know, cementing, if you will, and a linguistic identity that's our own, even though there's so much continued contact with other dialects, so much media influence, all of these other things. Part of this strong sense of ourselves as a region seems to be that there is a way that we talk as well.
And who knows what will sound like 3 generations from now? For KUOW's Local Wonder, I'm Deborah Wong.
This story was a result of a question asked by listener Molly. It's part of our storytelling project, Local Wonder. If you have a question about the Puget Sound region, you can submit it at kuow.org/localwonder.